On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott. A new system designed to deal with delays at the Port of Dover will be tested out on Monday morning as Brexit preparations continue. The M20 will be closed coastbound between junctions 8 for Maidstone and 9 for Ashford to queue lorries heading to the continent. Operation Brock will see a contraflow put in place on the London-bound carriageway so traffic can go in both directions with a 50-mile-per-hour speed limit. Meantime, a Brexit minister has been causing confusion about when MPs will be voting on Theresa May's EU withdrawal deal.
We don't even know whether the meaningful vote will A, will take place, or B, will get through. The government fully intends to have a meaningful vote next week.
Kwasi Kwarteng has been responding to urgent questions in the Commons after the Prime Minister met EU leaders last night. Brussels has agreed the UK will leave on the 22nd of May if MPs support Mrs May's terms next week. If not, a plan B is needed by mid-April.
KMFM News.
A Kent plumber has been prosecuted after pocketing £71,000 by deliberately failing to pay VAT. An investigation by HMRC found Mark Chubb failed to register his business, Ascot Plumbing, for 3 years. The 52-year-old from Aylesford has been given a 21-month suspended prison sentence and ordered to do 220 hours of unpaid work. Campaigners angry at plans to create 3 specialist stroke units in Kent have staged another protest today. Save Our NHS in Kent say the new centres at hospitals in Ashford, Dartford and Maidstone will leave people in Thanet and Medway having to travel further for urgent treatment. Dr. Coral Jones is from the group.
We've had people protesting about this for nearly 18 months. We've had thousands and thousands of people sign signatures. And despite all of that, and despite the evidence that we've produced that the decision is wrong and will harm people and will lead to increased deaths and disability unnecessarily, because if people had been able to go to a hospital sooner, we've been ignored by the people that are making the decisions about the stroke unit.
They're holding up banners outside County Hall in Maidstone, asking councillors who are meeting today to refer the decision back to the government. Police are looking for a man who stole a parcel containing a mobile phone as someone tried to deliver it to a property in Gravesend. It was taken on Kitchener Avenue 2 weeks ago. Officers have now released a computer-generated image of someone they want to speak to, which we've tweeted via at KMFM News. A national charity is calling on all of us here in Kent to get out and give our towns and villages a spring clean. Keep Britain Tidy have launched a month-long campaign today, encouraging people to go litter picking. Jonathan Dix is from Dartford Science and Technology College. He's been working with council leader Jeremy Kite to get every school in the town to take part in a day of action.
As we started to do it, Jeremy was, let's get on board, this is fantastic idea, let's do it as a whole initiative. And this is, it just kind of spiralled and it's going to make a massive impact on Dartford and the whole community and the whole environment.
There are other events taking place across the county. To find out what's happening near you, head to kentonline.co.uk. Meantime, a mum's cleaned up almost 200 bits of dog mess from a path in Tenterden. She's decided to take action after walking into town with her children from St Michael's.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ollie Murs has been chatting to Gary and Laura on KMFM Breakfast about his new single and his role in a new Disney series. He's been showing off his voiceover talent after playing a Cornish Doberman called Spike in 101 Dalmatian Street. And he's told KMFM how he ended up making his new track, Feel the Same, with guitarist Nile Rodgers after meeting him at a German awards ceremony.
I was performing with Nile Rodgers, funny enough, and I actually already had done a performance. And then he came out and me and Nile started chatting and we had a conversation after, said one day we should do something for an album or something, it'd be really cool, and we managed to make it work.
If you missed their chat earlier, you can listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and it's another crucial game for Gillingham this weekend as they continue their battle for League One survival. The Jewels, who are just 2 points above the drop zone, travel to fellow strugglers AFC Wimbledon, who are second from bottom. Manager Steve Lovell says his side need to work on scoring more goals.
That's the one sort of negative thing I'd most probably get out of anything is, you know, not finishing off chances when they come along. But if we weren't creating them, then it'd be a worry.
And staying with football, England start their bid to reach Euro 2020 with a home clash against the Czech Republic later. Declan Rice and Callum Hudson-Odoi could make their debuts at Wembley. Tonight's match is followed by a trip to Montenegro on Monday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.